Mark 12, 41 through 44 says, Jesus sat down near a collection box in the temple and watched the crowds drop in their money. Many rich people put in large amounts. Then a poor widow came and dropped in two small coins. Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I tell you the truth, this poor widow gave more than all the others who are making contributions. For they gave a tiny part of their surplus, but she, poor as she is, has given everything she had to live on.
How am I supposed to follow that? And that was my idea. Yeah. But I do want to talk about this story about this courageous widow. And it looks like we went into overtime. I love your spirit, Gary. You keep it up. We have a green bucket out there in the entryway. Yeah. The widow's 2 cent Thanksgiving. It is a courageous story. Most people missed it, like the announcers, they missed it. But Jesus made it a teachable moment for his disciples and for us. The first thing that Jesus wants us to know that Christ sees our worship. Christ sees our worship. It says in verse 41 that Jesus sat down near the collection box in the temple and watched as the crowds dropped their money. This really happens. He did this. He went in the temple and he watched people give. Now, in this part of the temple, there were 13 metal trumpet-shaped containers to give offerings. And people would drop in gold coin and silver and copper and bronze. There wasn't any paper checks. You didn't swipe your card. It was noisy. And you could tell when people were giving. And it made a racket. Jesus could not only see what was going on, he could hear what was going on. He watched them worship in the temple. Sometimes I think we forget this most obvious fact that God is our audience in worship. He's watching us worship. Christ is watching us when we gather to worship. We forget that. And he's the only audience that matters. Amen? And that being a Christian means that Christ lives in this temple now, our bodies. That means Christ has a front row seat to seeing our worship in our bodies and to hearing how we worship in our bodies every day. Christ, through the Holy Spirit, is in us. He sees, he hears, he knows who, what, and when of our worship. He knows when it's real. He knows when it's fake. He knows when we're going through the motions. The psalm we read today says, we are the people he watches over, the flock under his care. And 1 Peter 3 says, the eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right, and his ears are open to their prayers. Is that an encouragement to you that we gather today under one audience? Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, is watching our worship today. And the second thing is, Christ values our worship. Verse 43 says, I tell you the truth, this poor widow has given more than all the others. So when I say Christ values our worship, I mean that he not only receives our worship, he knows the amount of our worship, and he knows the truth of our worship as well. A few verses back, in verse 38, Jesus said, beware of the scribes, beware of the scribes. And I think this story is contrasted with what he said about the scribes. Well, why? Because Jesus didn't think their worship was worth much. I mean, they liked worship because it was a time and place for them to be admired, for them to be greeted, for them to put on the best robes. and sit in the best seats. They liked the perks of piety. That's what they loved. And it wasn't much about worship at all. Christ is the great appraiser of our praise. He is the great analyst of our worship. He knows what it's worth. He's the only one who knows its true value. Jesus said, watch out for the scribes in verse 40 because they weren't worshiping. They were using their office to use people and lift up themselves. Even they used this widow. And Jesus said their long prayers, they were of no value either because their prayers were just to impress other people. Maybe the best way I could sum up worship that has value and worship that has no value is this way. The scribes worshiped horizontally. The object of their worship was to please other people, to make them happy, to make themselves look good in front of others. They did religious things to impress other people. But Jesus said in verse 40, they will receive condemnation. How's that for worshiping horizontally? But true worship is vertical. This way. When we look to God and we give our praise to Him and He looks upon us, He's the only audience that matters. So the widow is not like the scribes at all. When her 2 cents hit the kettle, nobody noticed except Jesus. He said, guys, come here. Look at this. He got the disciples together, and she was the model worshiper that day. She was the model giver. Jesus valued what she did. She commended her worship more than all the others because it was true thanksgiving. And finally, Jesus' commands are all in worship. I mean, the reason Jesus saw and valued the widow's thanksgiving is in verse 44. It says, for they, that's the others who gave, they gave a tiny part of their surplus. But this widow, she gave it all. She gave everything she had to live on. So Jesus saw all this giving hit the kettle that day. He knew what was put in. And he also knew what everybody held back. Jesus said they had surplus, but not the widow. She was the highlight of his trip to the temple that day because she was the only one who gave all she had. Her 2 cents of thanksgiving, which I figure amounts to about $1.50 today. About $1.50 in the kettle. That was all she had to live on that week. And she gave it to the Lord. I suppose the biggest word we get hung up on in Christian living is that word all. It takes courage to give our all to God, doesn't it? It's not the giving that's the problem. It's the stuff that we hold back that gets us in trouble with the Lord. But we have to remember, Jesus gave his all in saving us. Did he not? Did Jesus hold anything back in his pocket? He gave his all to save his people. And he calls us to give our all to him. And the widow illustrates this. She illustrates what Jesus taught a few verses back in verse 29. They were asking Jesus, what's the greatest commandment? And he said, the most important commandment is this. Listen, O Israel, the Lord our God is one and the only Lord, verse 30. And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. That's a lot of alls. And that's why this command sums up all the others. It's all there. And the second is equally important. Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment is greater than these. She gave her all. Christ gave his all for us. He held nothing back. We should hold nothing back from him. There's another all in Matthew 6:33. It says, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. That's the story of the poor widow right there. I memorized this as a child. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Give Jesus your all this Thanksgiving, and let him take care of all your needs. That's how it works. That's the command, and that's the promise. So we've learned that Christ sees our worship, Christ values our worship, Christ commands our all in worship. That is the lesson of the widow's 2-cent Thanksgiving. Now, before we go, let me just say my 2 cents, and then we're going to sing. I just need to say how thankful I am to the Lord for taking care of us this year. It has not been an easy year. Some things you have struggled with, you've been reluctant to share, but I know it's been difficult. Did you know there's only 4% of churches in the U.S. that have grown this year? Where those 4% are, I don't know. I mean, how can you grow a church in this climate? 96% of churches have declined this year. Some will close. Some aren't even open this day. So just to be together and to have a place to meet means so much to me. I hope it means so much to the Lord, too. And I hope it is healing and helping us get through all of this. And let me say to the body of Living Rock, your 2 cents really matters. When you share and give and write notes of encouragement and serve, it really lifts us up. It all adds up. And more importantly, Jesus sees it and he commands it. Amen. Let's stand and we'll sing before we go today. Father, we want to just say thank you for taking care of us this year. May our hearts be filled with praise and worship as we come into this Thanksgiving season. We know that plans are changing all around us in schools and at home. Even our own family Thanksgivings have been interrupted. And I pray, God, one thing would not be interrupted, and that is our Thanksgiving to you. Hearts filled with praise to you, Jesus. And may those who don't know God, who don't know Jesus, come to know you and hear about you in this season. We thank you for taking care of us. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.